Hey, welcome to Wolf's Watch and happy Independence Day. Hope you're celebrating. Hope you have a chance to reflect a little bit too on what does it really mean, Independence Day? There's a lot of things we can improve in the United States of America. We've still got the best system on the planet compared to what else is going on out there. So, something to consider for your consideration as you're celebrating today. Also, bear in mind how much we all have in common, the citizens of the United States. We have way more in common than we do in differences. And yeah, we've got some sharp differences that we're arguing like family about. It's always been that way, though, from the founding of the country. I mean, we talk about politics and how intense. I heard someone once again spreading the disinformation that politics is at its worst division, the worst it's been in the history of the country in terms of how we disagree with each other. Let me tell you something. In the early days of the Republic, we had the sitting vice president of the United States of America, Aaron Burr, get into a duel with a sitting, one of the heads of one of the departments was, I want to say, Department of the Treasury at the time. I know I'm getting this wrong. But the point is, we had two of the most senior level members of our government get into a duel, and the vice president shot and killed the other member he was having the disagreement with. So, haven't seen any politicians dueling in the streets and killing each other. Bear that in mind. Now, citizens rioting in the streets and burning other citizens' property, beating them, hurting them. Yes, we've seen some of that. That's out of line. That's out of line. Still, that's part of our history, has been since the founding. Not saying that that's right, but just keep it in context as we work to find more common ground. Because really, for the most part, we all want the same things. We just have different ways of going about it, different recommendations of going about it. So that's one thing to consider. Second thing to consider is, are you focusing on here being free or out there, out there around you? Because freedom starts here. Freedom's in the heart. Freedom's in the mind. It's in our perception. You look at people like Viktor Frankl, who suffered at the hands of the Nazis for longer than a human being should possibly have been able to survive, and came out of it, a sole survivor in his family, and yet had the perspective that freedom was here. Freedom was in the mind. Freedom was in the heart. Freedom was in the purpose. So what purpose are you setting for yourself, for your life, in order to find meaning and to have that freedom that starts here? Third thing that I would say is, for your consideration, what are you doing in terms of responsibility? You see something that bugs you? How are you working to improve that? And I'll tell you what, right now, attempting to shut down people that you disagree with, attempting, going out and stalking people, being bullies, and saying that only your opinion is the only one that matters and no one can have another opinion. I would suggest that's not a viable path. It's not certainly not the best path that you could take. How is it that you are taking action to improve the thing that you're passionate about? Right? That's another thing about free. We have a responsibility as free people, as self-governed people, to create our own solutions, not demand that the violent force of government be used to impose an opinion on someone. To require somebody to think a way, to require somebody to act a certain way. We need to have space for each other's separate beliefs. If I want to be able to hold and practice my beliefs, I need to be tolerant of others that have different beliefs and give them space for that and respect, which I do. I work to do that. So I was out for a hike with some friends, and one of the gentlemen that was along with us, very tuned in to political news. He had a lot of information to share on that. He was very passionate about it. And quite frankly, got to be sounding like a broken record to me. So I turned and asked him, go, what are you doing about it? What positive action are you taking to improve on that particular situation that bothers you so much? And he had no answer. We had a different conversation after that. And it was something where we found some common ground, which was great, made for a great conversation. So as you can hear around us here, we've got experimental fireworks going off. Just Independence. Happy Independence Day. We are an independent nation that has fought for more than once our independence, for our rights, for our self-governance, for our citizen government, right? It's like nobody has great station. Nobody has a birthright. Nobody has an entitlement to any position in government, to any power, to any path, to anything in life. You know, it's about equality of opportunity so that we get to start from the same place and we get to have the same opportunities and the same treatment under the law. Nobody has special treatment. There's no royalty here. There's no legitimate political class that stands apart from the citizens. It's all citizen government. It's what it's been from the start. When you actually read the Constitution, you'll find that's what it says. And the Constitution itself was written in language that anybody could understand at the time that it was written, because anybody had the right to step up and be elected and to serve. So that's the fourth thing that I would consider for you. Who do you look to as leaders? You are the leader. Leadership is here. Government in a self-rule under self-governance. Government, politicians, they're not leaders. They provide public service. And they are there to serve at the pleasure or displeasure of the public. And if there's displeasure, then you vote someone else in. So just four quick things. Hope you're having an awesome holiday. And you know what? I'm glad you're here. Glad you're part of Wolf's Watch. Glad you're here in the United States of America and part of this crazy experiment that we've been having for more than 237 years now. And I look forward to seeing you on the trail.